In the 1970s, singer, songwriter, artist Jay Bolotin drew rave reviews from the likes of Kris Kristofferson, Merle Haggard, and Dan Fogelberg. When that major label record deal never quite materialized, Jay moved on and turned his attention more towards his other art, sculpture, drawings, and woodcuts. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal in the studio with Jay Bolotin, whose music is being rediscovered, prompting a brand new release. No one else seems to notice that it's raining. He just appeared at the Northside Tavern for his record release event. Jay, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
This record, where do these songs come from in terms of your lifespan?
They're mostly from my early 20s. I had lived in New England for a while. I mean, from Kentucky. And there was a family crisis, and I came down and lasted in Kentucky about 2 weeks and then moved on to Nashville and was lucky to meet some people fairly soon after I got there and played in a club and called the Exit Inn. And the owner of that, Owsley Manier, became a friend, and I played there often with people like Dan Fogelberg and John Hyatt, who was here last night also, mm-hmm. I think, and signed a publishing contract with a man named Norbert Putnam, a really interesting producer. I think he did Harvest Moon and that double Joan Baez album with The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, really albums that I knew. And so they paid you $50 a week, and whatever you wrote, they published, and they let you, once you wrote five or six songs, you wanted a demo. And so most of these recordings are those demos.
Can you put a year on it or a
yeah, it's basically between 19, there's one or two from 1970, and then the rest are from between then and 1975.
Yeah. And you brought your guitar with you, so at the end of our chat, we're going to ask you to sing one of those songs
and play some music. Try. Yeah.
Now, did you think that you were done with music?
No, I've continued to write songs, and I have done a few scores for public television, and then I'm mostly make movies now, and I write the scores for those. And there was a kind of operatic piece that the Pittsburgh Opera did of mine.
Fascinating.
Called Limbus. So I've continued to write. It's just not always in that song form.
I read that Kris Kristofferson called the Music Row people who didn't sign you fools.
Yeah, well, after that, people from Music Row used to introduce themselves as, I'm one of those fools from Music Row. And they still didn't want to do what I did.
Were you still playing gigs during those years, too?
Yes, I have continued to. Not often here, but sometimes as far away as St. Petersburg, Russia. They like me there. Who knows why?
Were you surprised that Del Mar Records showed an interest in your songs?
Yes, I'm always surprised. But Mark Lynn, I think he had concentrated for some years on Mr. Kristofferson's early demos, and apparently my name came up in researching some of that. And I got a call from him maybe 7 years ago. He was curious about these demos, and he managed, a lot of them had been destroyed or lost in fires or floods, and there was only one or two tapes anyway, of all those sessions. And I didn't really have anything, but he found things in people's basements and attics. And, some of those archival labels are basically archaeologists in a way. And he had them restored beautifully, and I agreed to a release. It's been a long time, but I think sometimes time acts as a kind of tool, and time seems to have done those songs some good somehow. I don't know why.
The new record is on Del Mar, the Del Mar label. The title, No One Else Seems to Notice That It's Raining. Where does that come from, Jay?
That was a song that I had done. I was briefly a student at the Rhode Island School of Design, and some people from New York asked me to do a record, and I did a record in New York, and it never worked out. They wanted to put a lot of strings and stuff on it, which I didn't want to do, and we just didn't agree on that. But that's a tape, one of the tapes he found from that session. It had to do with, that whole milieu back then was very, very let's see, what is the word, inhabited by the war in Vietnam. And it is a kind of scenario where soldiers are returning from that war. And I, you know, was that affected, I mean, I'm almost 70. That affected many people's lives back then, almost everybody. And so it concerns that, yeah.
And you are certainly a successful visual artist as well. Can you talk a little bit about your background and some of your artwork? I know it's hard to talk about art.
It is hard to talk about art.
Now, well,
I mean, I met a man in town here, a really famous gallerist named Carl Solway. Met him in New York in the mid-70s, and at the time, I was living way out in the forest in Kentucky, and he used to come down and see me, talk about art, and we did that for 2-3 years, and then he offered me a show, and I had a show here in Cincinnati, and I kind of followed my work here. I had 2 children here and raised them here. It's just been some place to do that, and here I am.
You have a studio?
I do.
In Cincinnati?
Yes, in the Brighton neighborhood.
And you still have time to do artwork now that your music career is revitalized?
Well, I'm working on a film with this wonderful Mexican writer named Dylan Stubbins. And most of my working days run from 12 to 15 hours. So I can definitely say yes, I have time to do that.
Well, I would not have guessed near 70 if I hadn't read the bio. You look young and healthy.
Well,
chatting with Jay Bulletin, artist, musician, recording artist on the Del Moore label. The new record is No One Else Seems to Notice That It's Raining. What's next for you, Jay?
Well, this film with Mr. Stubbins should be out in February. It's in English and Spanish and Yiddish. I don't think there's been a Yiddish movie for about 80 years. I'm not sure.
Then it's time.
Yeah. This is based on one of his stories.
Okay.
And then there is a longer film that I'm working on. It's animation when I say film. Mm-hmm. That is based on the Book of Only Enoch, a portfolio of prints of mine.
I was going to ask you if you have any thoughts of retiring, but I don't think you would have time to retire.
I've never heard. I don't think artists retire, do they?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure what I would do. Yeah.
Oh, I hope not. How did it feel playing down in Northside the other night?
It was lovely. It was there were a lot of people I know, which is unusual for me to play. Usually I'm in Russia or someplace, and there's large, bearish, kind of weeping men that I don't know why they even understand what I'm saying. It's lovely, but this was quite different. It was a very friendly audience, and I hadn't played that way in maybe 3 years, so it was a good time.
And your friend and ours, the great photographer Michael Wilson, was in the house.
Michael Wilson was there, and Marilyn, his wife, and his children, who I've known since they were
little bitty tiny.
Yeah, things. Yeah. And it was like a family night out.
And your good buddy John Hyatt was in town on the same night.
I know, that was strange. it was a lovely evening. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to let you go after you play a song for us, but I do want to ask you about this book.
Yes, yes.
This book put into your hands.
That's the first time I saw it. It is a book of poetry of Arely Strange, who was my best friend for 40 years. And they asked me to do the cover, and I was honored to do so. And there's an event on the November 27th at the Woodward Theater that honors Arely. I mean, she was just adored by so many people and was an influence on so many people. And there will be people reading her poetry. And Allie Edwards, who is a dear friend of mine, played with me last night, has put her wonderful band Ruby Velios back together just for this event. But I predict that they might stay together a little while. Arely was a mentor to so many people, yeah.
Well, you're everywhere, Jay Bulletin.
I will. Mostly I'm 12 hours in my studio every day.
We are going to ask you to do a song for us, but I'll just say people can find a link to your music and your artwork and Arilee's poetry through our website, wvxu.org. Kentucky native Jay Bolitin is a Renaissance man, adept at crafting music and stories, creating creatures carved from woodblocks, animated films, and brings it all to life. To step into his world is to forget what was and what is. Beautifully remastered from original tapes, Jay's new CD, No One Seems to Notice That It's Raining, is now available on Del Mar Records. Jay, thanks for chatting with us.
Well, thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
What guitar did you bring?
My only guitar, and it's a Gibson. It happens to be from 1936.
Yeah. Looks like it's got a few road miles on. It's beautiful.
It does, just like me. All right. Came swirling down on some old New England town with streets of a winding ancient nature. And the farmers and the townsmen, they gathered there to speak of things they'd lately read in the papers. The air was turning cold and the wind was blowing bold, and there seemed to be some sort of autumn sale. They'd learned to pick and choose their garments well, and to stock and firm their shelters. Well, this stranger came on in as though he blew there with the wind. He wasn't lost, but neither was he found. This stranger stood out sharply in the crowd. These times they were perhaps not made for him. Well, he went into some store just for warmth and nothing more. And the lady there, she remembers him pretty well. And this stranger stood out sharply in the crowd. And these times they were perhaps not made for him. Yeah, the lady in the junk shop, she said he was the only one who asked about the foreign-looking picture. Some old and withered etching of a hero about to slay a wicked-looking creature. She gave it to him for free. She said it seemed to feel some need, and he's the only one my memory retains. Who did not shun the picture for the frame? No, he did not shun the picture for the frame. Came swirling down on some old New England town with streets of a winding ancient nature. And the farmers and the townsmen, they gathered there to speak of things they'd lately read in the papers. In the frame.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.